I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for June 6, 2016 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Fry?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
Mr. Lukey is absent.
We have six members of city council present, therefore a quorum does exist. We're starting a little late because of the public hearing held this evening, but we will now begin our agenda. There's only a few people left in the audience. We welcome you, and at this time, we invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Fry.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I would like to add as the final council agenda item, when we get to it, is an executive session to give an updated report on pending or potential litigation. We'll assign that a number once I see if there's other items agenda added to the agenda. Are there items to add from members of city council? First, the president, Mrs. Westphal.
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Other members of city council?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
I'd like to give like a minute and a half on an update on SCAT.
SCAT update will be 11. Any additional items from members of city council? Mr. Sanford?
Mr. Mayor, I just have a couple items, one being a quick update on SOMO and our new brochure, and then on the Arts Commission gala on Friday night, if you want to talk about that.
Okay, 12 will be the SOMO update and brochure, and 13 will be the art gala Friday night, and the invitation you received this afternoon for all members of city council. That's Friday night. We'll talk about it when we get there. Any additional, or, that's it, Mr. Sanford?
Mr.
Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, and that makes the executive session agenda item 14. There'll be no action taken in that executive session when we get there. Agenda item four is approval of the meeting minutes from our May 16, 2016 meeting. And Mr. Hanem, you were the president pro tem that meeting, so you should move, review and move approval.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. All members of council having previously received copies of the minutes of the meeting of council of May 16, 2016, unless there are amendments, I would move that the minutes be approved as presented.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from May 16, 2016 as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item five is a report on the public hearing held this evening at 7 p.m. for zoning application ZA1 2016. Mrs. Hussman, or Mrs. Westphal. Sorry.
Mrs. Hussman is welcome to give it a show. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We did, as you stated, have our public hearing this evening for zoning amendment 1-2016, looking at R1 plan development for the property at 4337 McCord Road. We had a full house in terms of community interest and participants in the room. We had 10 people who spoke in, who spoke against the proposed change and the R1 plan development, and we had one person who spoke in favor of it. Some of the critical issues that were voiced were things focused around safety, density, screening, and we determined at that close of that meeting, there was a motion to refer this issue to the Zoning and Annexation Committee for further consideration, and that motion did pass. So we would like to schedule a zoning and annexation.
Mr. Hanem, are you prepared to try to schedule that meeting?
Sure. I'm looking, I think, at the week of the 13th, and I think we want to do that in the evening. And that week, I'm available Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday evening.
Wednesday evening, the Plan Commission meets in here at 5:30, so it's probably best to avoid that day.
And if, I have a, I would not be able to meet before 6:30 on the 13th. I could meet anytime after 5:30 on the 14th.
Mr. Hanem, I'm out on the 14th.
Okay.
But the 13th, I'm open on.
How are we on the 13th?
I'm not good.
Mr. Hanem, I am not on that committee, but I misspoke earlier, and I'm actually out of town that week of the 13th, so, you know, again, the meeting can't go forward.
And you're out the week before?
I'm out of town that week.
The week, are you out, I thought you were out the week before.
I did, I'm actually out from the 8th until the 17th, so I, again, I'm not a member of the committee, feel free to schedule, it works for the majority.
Mr. Hanem, I'm not a member either, I'm also out town that week.
Well, the other option would be to meet, I guess, we could meet on the 20th, although I think that's not, if we want to make a decision before the 20th, we don't have to. If that doesn't work, we could meet that week of the 20th as well.
There are no public hearings or other meetings scheduled prior to council on the 20th, but I think you'd have to back up your meeting to be at 6 o'clock or so if you're going to schedule it before the council meeting, and you may or may not make a decision. You don't know that yet.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I don't know that, I would like to have time coming out of the zoning annexation committee meeting to resolve any issues before council.
So zoning and annexation committee are, of course, you, Katie Capellini, Sandy Hussman, and Mark Lutke, and we don't know his schedule either at this moment, so.
Well, how are we the week of the 20th? How are we on Tuesday, Wednesday evening of that week?
I think you're better off on the 20th, because at least you know Mark will be available.
I have a potential conflict on the 20th, and I don't want to, and I want time after the meeting before we have a council meeting.
So after the council meeting?
Well, now I'm thinking we're not going to act on this until July, unless we do a special meeting.
There, you need to remember, Mr. Hanem, that there is no council meeting unless you reschedule one until July 18th.
I know that.
Yeah. You could reschedule on the 5th or the 6th.
I don't want to meet before our council meeting.
Maybe you need to go ahead and meet the week of the 13th.
The rest of this week completely?
Well, the only day I would have available.
Mark will be back for that week. I have the week of the 13th.
Well, Mark's gone this week, and you two are both gone next week.
But we're not members of the committee.
That's either.
When is Mark, do we remember when Mark's coming back?
Not 100% sure, I don't think I even asked, and I believe he's only gone until the 11th, but I'm not.
Yeah, that was my understanding.
Mr. Hanem, I'm back on the 17th, at the end of the week, but again, I'm still not on the committee, so.
I'm out the 17th. I'm worried about that day.
You started with the evenings of the 13th and the 14th.
Yeah. The, if I were confident that Mark could be, were going to be here either of those nights, I would schedule those. I think what we'll do is, we're not going to schedule this right now. I'm going to contact Mark and see when he can, Mr. Lutke, see when he's available, targeting the 13th or 14th.
I cannot do the 13th.
You can't?
I will change my plans on the 14th and be here if it's on the 14th.
So neither of those days, none of those days work for you either. Well, then let's just kick it to the 20th.
Well, no, I can do the 14th. I can change what I have on the 14th. I cannot change what I have on the 13th, so.
And Mark, can you be here on the 14th?
Yeah, but I'm not, I can't be here on the 14th, but I'm not on zoning, so it's not pertinent for me. I mean, I'd like to be here, but if you need to schedule it, let's schedule.
Katie, are you available on the 14th?
I'm available, but we don't know about Mark.
Yeah.
And he's actually on the committee.
All right, so.
About the 15th. The plant commission will be, their meeting's at 5:30. When were you going to schedule this meeting, Doug?
I was thinking in the evening, maybe 6:30 or.
I think you could schedule then at the same day. The plant commission, I'm not aware of being much of an agenda for the plant commission. So go ahead and.
So maybe we do the 16th. Well, I think we need Mark, we need to, we're going to need to know Mark's schedule either way. So I'll try and get in contact with Mark tomorrow. We will either meet on the 14th or the 15th, if Mark's available either of those days. The problem with that, obviously, is, yeah, I understand the problem. The other option is to put it off to the 21st or 22nd.
Are we pressed for time here? I mean, what's up with the?
I think the developer would like to have a decision, would like to know what his status is. He has some development issues. It would be nice if we could give him a decision before the 20th, honestly, or at least give him a sense of that before the 20th. Let's.
What if we just make it on one night and we have to change it? Make, and then you can, you know, 50-50 chance.
Let's do that.
I don't know.
Let's plan it for the 15th. I'll try and get ahold of Mark. If we can't do it that day, we'll cancel.
What time?
6:30? 6 o'clock? How about 6 o'clock? 6 o'clock's better, probably.
6:30.
Oh, that's right, 6:30. 6:30 on the 15th.
Tentatively scheduled the zoning committee meeting for Wednesday, the 15th at 7:30 PM in this room.
6:30.
6:30 PM. Is that what I said? 6:30. In this room. If it does have to change, we're going to have to notify more of the residents. You're the only one left. Mr. Schmidt's here too. We'll have to get the word out somehow to some of those people over there.
I can notify the ones that are across, those are the only ones whose names I have.
Can we put it on the front page of the website, can we spell, I guess?
We can.
Newsflash, in case it's canceled?
Mr. Mayor?
So it'd be easy to find?
If I might, while we're not required to, we can always send notifications to the adjoining property owners that were notified of the public hearing.
Okay, via US mail?
We're not required to do that, but we can do that via US mail.
It's not, yeah. It will set a precedent for people. Let's just see whether we need to change it or not, then we'll decide what to do with All right. Are you satisfied for now, Mr. Hanum?
Yeah, I'm texting Mr. Lutke now.
Mary already did.
That's good.
We'll see whether he's in Wi-Fi or not. Okay, so that is set for Wednesday, the 15th, 6:30 PM. Do not be bashful, you're welcome to get up and leave, or you're welcome to stay. There'll be no more business about this planning development tonight. We're done. All right, we're going to, wait a minute. No, all right. Let's move on to Agenda Item 6. with this, which is Northbrook Court Improvements Project. You have in your council packet a report from the zoning director concerning change order number one. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The project is complete. It went very smoothly.
Sure did.
And we have a good-looking product. If anybody's been down in that area, the quantities did come in less than the bid quantities, and therefore we have a deduction change order in the amount of $5,001.75. So therefore, the final contract price on for the project was $231,441.25, and we would recommend approval of change order number one.
All right, we're just gonna hesitate here a minute. We're back on the zoning. Mr. Lukey is available on Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m.
Okay, let's move it to 7.
All right. We will have to let Mr. Nelson know that as well, then.
Goodness, it was necessary.
Oh.
Okay, so we're going to notice June 15th at 7, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And we will have to contact Mr. Nelson or Mr. Mitchell to let them know that it changed. It's more appropriate coming from you, Mrs. Booger, rather than me, but I can give you their phone numbers.
Okay.
Okay, we were planning on 7 p.m. Modern technology is amazing. He's out of the country. Okay. You've heard, we're back to agenda item 6A. You've heard the service director's report that the project went very well. I don't know if you've driven it, but it looks really good. It went very smoothly. We had an excellent contractor, and we can reduce the contract amount by $5,001.75. You have in your council packets ordinance 34-2016 to authorize that deduct change order. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 34-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number one final to this city's agreement with THC Incorporated for the Northbrook Court Improvement Project, reflecting the final installed quantities, decreasing the contract amount by $5,001.75, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 34-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 34-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 34-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 34-2016 is approved, as is change order number one final. Thank you. Move on to agenda item 7, which has to do with the Burnham Park Elevated Tank Painting Project, which we've now received bids for. Where's the service director's report in your packets? Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We received bids on this project on May 27th, and we received 7 bids. Our consultant, Dixon Engineering, who handles our painting and tank maintenance programs for us, has reviewed those bids and has worked with Seven Brothers Painting of Shelby Township before. Their bid was $161,800, which is over the engineer's estimate of $151,000. However, it's within a 10% limit over the bid, and so we're able to proceed with the project. And we would recommend awarding the project to Seven Brothers Painting at a cost of $161,800. I would like to point out to council that some of the cost of those project will be borne by the cell companies that rent space on our water tower. Part of the agreement with at least one of those companies is that they share in that cost. So we will be recouping some of that cost from them. So.
Mr. Aller, when you say some, do you have a sense of what some is?
The contract that I reviewed today is $41,080, and the other contract is, there's some inflation factors, and so I'm still trying to get that worked out, but it's going to be near that. It's basically going to be almost half of the project, so.
Okay.
The consultant is comfortable with Seven Brothers Painting, obviously. Not a problem.
Yes.
All right. We have ordinance 35-2016 to award this contract. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 35-2016. All members of council, having previously received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Accepting the bid of Seven Brothers Painting and awarding the contract for the Burnham Park Elevated Tank Painting Project to same, authorizing the expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $161,800, appropriating funds, therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 35-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 35-2016.
Mr. Mayor, before we do that, I have just a discussion. What do we budget for this?
$151,000 is what we budgeted for it.
And we're going to get almost $80,000, you think, in
yes.
contributions. So so this is well within our budget. Thank you.
Quick question. It's going to be gray, right?
Yes.
It's not going to be
dark,
that bright blue.
Dark gray.
All right, thank you.
No, it'll be
the dove gray.
It'll be the same color as the 2 million gallon tank is now, the steel marble.
Thank you.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 35-28 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. We already had that, didn't we? We're on to final passage?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, it's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 35-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 35-2016 is approved. Mr. Alley, your motion says it'll be done by the winter season. Do you have any further indication from the contractor?
We have not talked to the contractor to see what his schedule he has planned. We do have some coordination issues with the cell companies with some cables that run up some of the access tubes. So a definite schedule I don't have for us yet.
Okay. Moving on to agenda item 8, purchase of roadway de-icing salt. Seems like it's earlier every year. We're just first meeting in June, and we need to authorize purchasing of some. We do have quite a bit stockpiled, but we have a recommendation from Mr. Aller in your council packets as well. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Obviously, this winter was a mild winter, and we used just approximately about 900 tons of salt. With what we purchased last year, we are essentially full. We have room for a little bit of salt, but not much. And so we're anticipating, even if we had a terrible winter like we had two winters ago, that would still leave us with some reserve. And then purchasing this additional 1,000 should put us in pretty good condition for the following winter then.
And our total storage capacity is?
Full storage capacity is about 5,300 tons.
Okay.
And we're looking at purchasing some stacking equipment that would allow us to store even more than that. So, but obviously that'll be part of next year's capital requests. even if we have a terrible winter, we'll still be in good shape with 1,000 tons. If we have a mild winter, then we'll be right back to where we are currently. So, we're comfortable with 1,000 tons. It is something to participate in the ODOT program. You do have to declare that quantity now. Otherwise, you cannot get into the program. So we would recommend participating in the ODOT program again and purchasing 1,000 tons.
And our projected, what did we pay for our ODOT salt last year?
Last year, we paid $67 a ton. The winter bid was unfortunately $47 a ton. I would anticipate the prices drop due to the low use this year, but salt futures are not something that I would invest in based on past history. So.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
There was a lake freighter unloading down next to the Veterans Memorial Skyway where the salt is stored, and it was coming out. It looked brown. I don't think it was salt that was being stacked at the normal salt location unless it comes out of the ship. I don't know what it was, but it didn't look like salt.
Yeah, there's some salt that's coming from overseas, and actually they brought some in last year when everybody was scrambling for salt, and that was being provided, and it's more of a brown salt.
Well, that could be what they were stacking down there then.
Yeah.
It was on the salt storage site, no doubt about it. Okay.
Well, our storage facility allows us to only have to buy 1,000 tons rather than enough for projected winter, so we do have... We have some economic advantage there.
Yes.
All right. We have ordinance 36-2016 to authorize that purchase of 1,000 tons from the ODOT Joint Purchasing Program. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 36-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance of the city of Sylvania, Ohio, enter into an agreement with the Ohio Department of Transportation for the purchase of roadway de-icing salt, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 36-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 36-2016.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 36-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 36-2016 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 9, these are committee reports. 9A is a report of the Employee and Community Relations Committee meeting held on June 1st. The chairman, Mr. Lukey, is not here tonight, so Mr. Mishka is going to be making the report. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This meeting was a follow-up on the May 16th discussion regarding a possible calendar for 2017. On May 16th, committee members agreed that a calendar in some form is a good idea, but some suspected it could be utilized across several platforms, including a website, printed version, social media, such as Facebook, etc. Mr. Sanford was asked to research what other communities do regarding a calendar in Northwest Ohio and what some best practices have been adopted. Mr. Lukey asked Mr. Sanford to give a report and remind the committee that a timely decision on this is necessary because of tight production deadlines in a 2017 launch. Mr. Sanford prepared a report and presented it to the committee. Following this, the committee discussed The discussion generated several areas of agreement. Number one, the city should start populating the existing online calendar right away and build up the calendar content. If this is done, we should use the same content in a print calendar in 2017. Number two, the staff should make a recommendation back to the committee about standards regarding what organizations should be on the calendar and their events. These standards may be similar to those that have been adopted for the LED sign at Main and Monroe. This may include organizations that are currently receiving funding from the city. Number three, if we do a print calendar, every page should refer to the online calendar for latest information, noting that there may be updates to that. Number four, the calendar should be cost neutral by possibly finding two or three major sponsors to cover the cost. Number five, all parties will give thought to content, which may include things such as trash schedules, quality of life info, and so on. The goal would be to make the calendar feel informational and promotional and not like a government item. Mr. Lukey motioned and Mr. Mishka seconded to recommend that the committee direct council or direct the administration to proceed to develop calendar content, including a format, sources of photography, production timeline, and costs, with sources of revenue to cover said costs. The administration should present a plan to council within 30 days. Council will then determine if we should move ahead. The committee should determine if we should move ahead. This motion was approved in committee 4-0. In an additional matter, Mr. Sanford shared a new promotional brochure for SOMO and said that the Blade reporter is interested in doing a story on the SOMO status. We will also offer the story idea to the Sylvania Advantage and television media. And this meeting was adjourned at 5:50 p.m.
Mr. Sanford, are you in agreement with your assignment out of that committee?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Committee members in favor of that report? All right. Very good. Mr. Sanford has started work on that additional work. There's no further report on that. Let's move on to the Finance Committee meeting held June 2nd. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Finance Committee meeting, the Finance Committee did meet on June 2nd at 4 p.m. and our focus was on the discussion on the finance and debt policy as well as the 2017 budget planning. Present were all members of the committee, Westfall, Fry, Hanem, and Lutke, as well as other council members, Capellini, Mishka, and Aller, and members of administration, Mayor Stow, Law Director Leslie Brining, Toby Schroyer, and Kevin Aller. So we have been very carefully meeting and taking a careful look at where we are with income tax collections and how that might impact our 2017 budget. We were fortunate to be able to get a full report from Toby about our income tax collections, which are positive at this point in time, and hence it appears that for this fiscal year and moving into 2017, we will be able to maintain a budget in a comfortable way and don't anticipate any large unexpected expenses. One of the things we've been very focused on was the condition of the roads and how we would best be prepared to continue to take care of road repairs and maintenance. And again, we're feeling with the current income tax collections we'll be in a positive position to continue to do what needs to be done with the roads. So from there, we made a commitment to continue to carefully watch the collections and plan for the 2017 budget to make sure that we are continue to be in a good positive position. We may consider as we continue these discussions for the budget whether there's a need to consider any kind of fees with regard to leaf collection and snow collection, but at this point that did not seem necessary. Further discussion focused on updates to the finance and debt policies, which were reviewed by Toby. There was a motion by Mr. Hanem to advance legislation incorporating the recommended changes in that policy and bringing it to the June 20th, 2016, bringing legislation to the June 20th, 2016 council meeting. That was seconded by Mr. Fry, and that motion did pass, and the meeting adjourned at 4:30.
Thank you. Any questions or concerns from members of council? Toby, you're in agreement that you'll be back 2 weeks from tonight with your recommendation concerning that policy. All right. Very good. Thank you. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Agenda item 10 was committee referrals. We did already refer ZA1 2016 to the Zoning Committee and have set that meeting date. Are there any other committee referrals at this time? Added agenda item 11 was a SCAT update. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is very brief. It's sad but true. Andre Smith has resigned as our Life of an Athlete director. He had changed his job, and his new job did not allow him the time frame that he needed to be available. So that's the bad news. The good news is that we already have some interested parties and we'll be looking at that and hopefully being able to fill that position quickly. In the meantime though, Life of an Athlete is moving forward. We are sending, so far we have six adult leaders going to Lake Placid June 30th through July 3rd for the training. And we have six student leaders with more expected. We hope to have 10 to take, and we're on track to get that. So we should have a good representation, and we're looking forward to them all bringing back the enthusiasm of life and of an athlete and starting that program in the fall. So I wanted to give you that update, though. We're not in panic mode at all. We feel like we're moving forward in a good way with Life of an Athlete. If you know of someone who might, you think might be interested, we certainly would take any applications for that at this point. Our date for that is June 20th for the last of the applications. The other thing is, I just want to point out what I left at your desk, and that is the golf scramble is scheduled for Friday, August 5th. Keep that on your calendar, and we're hoping that we'll have many teams and can make some good money. So thank you very much for your time.
That golf scramble has grown over the years, and I can't say it has an excellent silent auction. They work very hard. Well, I don't know if they have to work hard or not, but they have a great silent auction selection.
We have a great community to draw from.
Good question. Good way to say it, but it's good to go just for that. All right. Next was Mr. Sanford, a SOMO update and brochure.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to give out to council, and Mr. Mishka mentioned this in his report, that we have this brochure that's now completed, and there's a story that was online today in the Blade about it, and there'll be some more stories coming out on it. Please take a look at it. If you have any questions, any ideas, what came up at the committee meeting last week, and Doug, we do have it in PDF, and I will get that to you tomorrow. If you've got ideas, the next step is there's some real estate folks that work in our area, as well as developers, and also some end users. We're looking at people that would be in need of office space, financial planners, attorneys, accountants, professional office space, as well as restaurants and entertainment venues that could also be at SOMO.
We continue to follow council's directions to have a mixed-use development, to have income tax producing and downtown business users in the mix, but also a destination entertainment-wise, restaurants or beer pub or something like that. So we are working specific on those, as well as the expansion of the hotel.
And just so you know, and he's not here tonight, Mr. Lukey was very helpful in putting this together.
All right. Moving on to agenda item 13, Art Gala, Friday night.
Friday night, and it is the Art Gala. It starts off the Maple and Main Art Fair for the weekend. The gala on Friday is actually put together by the Chamber. The Chamber and the Arts Commission works together on this. And I saw Michelle Spratt today, the new director at the Chamber, and she wanted to know that you were all invited to attend the gala. So if anyone is interested in with your spouse or would be interested in going, just let me know, and she'd love to have us all there at the gala on Friday.
It is a fun event. Harold Rowe, a world-renowned architectural and nature illustrator that lives here in Sylvania over in Candlewood, is going to be honored. Certainly, we've had some wonderful honorees, and he's another one. It's just great.
It's from 6 to 10 p.m. in the wonderful train barn for the historic village. We got that all worked out, so that'll be all set to go.
All right.
Thank you.
That completes our agenda, except for the executive session. The executive session will be brief. I'm just going to give you an update on that potential litigation. There'll be no action taken in executive session or coming out of executive session. No action is contemplated. So I need to invite everybody to clear the room, and we'll be out of here in 5 or 10 minutes at the most. Thank you for coming.
We need executive session first.
We need a motion to go into committee of the whole executive session.
So moved.
Second.
The clerk needs to call the roll.
Mrs. Cappellini?
Yes.
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Absent.
I'm sorry. And Mr. Mishka?
Yes.
And Mrs. Westphal?
Yes. Vote is 6-0. The few people left in the audience have left, so we are now in executive session. I just want you to motion to go out of.
So
So, second.
We moved that second people out of executive session. Please call the roll.
Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
Mr. Hanem?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mrs. Capalini?
Yes.
Mr. Frye?
Yes.
Mr. Mishka?
Yes.
Vote is 6-0. We're opening up the door. We'll check the lobby to see if anybody's here, and I'll report on the executive session. Okay, we are back in open session of council. I can report that no action was taken in our executive session. Council was brought up to date on lawsuit and possible litigation. There is no action to take at this time as a result of the executive session. I now call for a motion of adjournment of the city council meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn city council. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we stand adjourned until our next scheduled meeting on Monday, June 20th at 7:30 p.m. That's 2 weeks from tonight. Thank you for attending.